The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos,
Tachlis
Chodesh. The end of this Daf, start a new parak called Parak Mishpanim. The Mishnah at the beginning of this parak discusses the halacha as follows. Mishpanim akida abe v'chomesh kupoy shal teven v'shal tfuo ibnei ha'orachim u'mibnei bitl beis ha'medrash. You're allowed to move if, let's say, you have a collection of bundles of grain and they're in the way, you need the space. Let's say you need the space because you have to put guests there, or you need the space because you have to give a shear there. The halacha is that you could go and move even 4 or 5 baskets of grain to make room. Rashi says, what's the chiddush? Why would I think you wouldn't be able to do such a thing? Says Rashi, we're not choshish that such a thing is a problem of tircha b'shabbos. We find Chazal answered many things because it's tircha b'shabbos. So the Mishnah is mechadesh to us that for this purpose, for this, for guests or for bitul beis hamedrash, you're allowed to move the 4 or 5 baskets, and you don't have to be concerned about the iser tircha. The Mishnah continues, avoloyas ha'oitzer, to move 4 or 5 baskets of grain that are just sitting there. Avoloyas ha'oitzer, but if it's a storage of grain, then it's prohibited to move the grain, even for the purpose of making room for guests, or even for the purpose of making room to be able to sit and learn, to have a base medrash. So the Gemara goes on to explain what does it mean, avoloyas ha'oitzer. What does it mean? What is it that you can't do with a storage of grain? The Gemara has 2 explanations. One explanation of the Gemara is the Chisto, and the other one is Shmuel. So the first mahalach of the Gemara is Avoloyas Ha'oitzer, that our mission is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, as we know, throughout Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon disagree with each other in many areas of Hilchos Muktzah. And the Gemara here is saying that regarding a storage of Tfuah, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon would disagree as well. They argue, if someone designated Tfuah to be for storage, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be considered Muktzah, and according to Reb Shimon, it won't be Muktzah. And our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that it will be Muktzah, and that's why our Mishnah is saying, Avoloyas Ha'oitzer, that although you're allowed to go and move 4 or 5 baskets of grain to make room and there's no problem of tircha, that's only that there's no problem of tircha. But if it's a storage of grain, so then the grain is muktzah, and then you can't move it even for these purposes. That's the first mahalach of the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes, that's a different mahalach, that loyas ha'oitzer means that although you're allowed to move the grain, but you can't go all the way down to the bottom. You can't remove all the grain, because if you remove down to the ground, then we're worried that you're going to come to smooth out the ground, and smoothing out the ground is Yisra Bashriya Gumas. In essence, the Gemara has 2 ways how to explain this halach. One is that you can't even begin to take grain if it was there for storage, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or you can't finish taking away grain that's there for storage because of the time of Bashriya Gumas. Then the Gemara continues with the Braisa. The Braisa says that you can't begin to take away grain that's there for storage. So this Braisa apparently is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara before, only way of explaining that you can't remove it even to start removing, the Gemara's only way was to be explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it's Muktzah. So this branch that says that you can't begin, you can't even start taking away grain when it's there for storage, Kepshuta, you will learn the Gemara, that this branch that goes according to the opinion of the Yehuda, and therefore, like Reb Shimon, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, that holds such a thing is not Muktzah, I would say we don't pass it like this Braisa. However, the Rif and Rambam do bring down the Braisa. It's beyond the scope of this year to go and discuss how the Rif and Rambam had this Braisa even the halacha. Rishonim already go and discuss how the Ritz and the Rambam learned this Brayis even according to the Halacha. But we, in this year, will just discuss this Brayis, the one Halacha that the Magen Avraham learns out of this Brayis. The Brayis ends off that you can't begin, when the grain is there for storage, you can't begin to take away, you can't even begin to take away grain from there. The Brayis says, although you can't take with your hands grain and remove it and store it elsewhere, however, if you want to go and kick it with your feet, you can make a pass. Gemara says, what does it mean you can make a pass? He said you can't do it, then he said you could do it. So the Gemara explains, it means, although you can't take it with your hands, but you could kick it with your feet. So from here, the Magen Avraham, the Siman Shin Chet, Sivkot and Zayin, learns out the tremendous halacha, and that will be the discussion of this year. Magen Avraham says, from here we learn that although you can't carry and move muktzah with your hands, but you could kick muktzah. If you want to kick it with your foot, it's okay. This halacha can be very negative. Many times people have muktzah laying around, they don't know how to move it. If it's a klisha malach and the isser, so then many, very often you have a purpose of tayach kufa or tayach mekaymai, so then right away you're able to move it. So sometimes it's a different type of muktzah, or sometimes you don't have that tayach kufa or tayach mekaymai, and you need another solution, you need another reason or way to be able to move the muktzah. And this Magen Avraham is a very practical etzah, that if you'll be able to move the muktzah, kick it with your foot, you'll be able to remove the muktzah and place it where you want it to be. The Chayre, though, we could ask a very basic question on this Magen Avraham, and that is, why did the Magen Avraham have to bring a raya from our Gemara to this halacha that you're allowed to kick muktzah with your foot? Why couldn't the Magen Avraham learn this from a Mishnah? You don't have to bring a braisa over here that in the Gemara that's not all. It's not the ikar sugi of muktzah. Here the focus of the sugi is really on other halachas. Why did the Magen Avraham bring this halacha when he could have brought a Mishnah? The Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph that if, let's say, you have a bed that's made out of straw, or there is straw there, you're allowed to move around your body and move the straw to make yourself comfortable. So Machlokes over there, the Rosh and the Ran, how to learn that Mishnah. Be passing like that Mishnah. So Machlokes Rosh and Ran, how to learn. According to the opinion of the Ran, it's only mutter to move the straw, which is muktzah, for the purpose of tzuyus dover hamutter. In other words, according to the opinion of the Ran, that when you move muktzah with parts of your body other than your hand, the Mishnah is telling you that that's considered tiltum min atzad. It's like moving it in an indirect way. And the halacha of tiltum min atzad, the halacha of moving muktzah in an indirect way, is that you're allowed to move it in an indirect way with tzayus davar amot, if you have a hetadika purpose. What's considered a hetadika purpose? For example, if you need the location, that's considered a hetadika purpose. I'll illustrate this very soon, so we'll have a better understanding of the Rosh and Ran. But first, let me just say what the Rosh and Ran say, and then we'll get to the illustration. So again, according to the opinion of the Ran, if you're allowed to move muktzah with your body when it's for the purpose of a davar hamutar, because it's considered tiltum min atzad. Like the Rosh, even if you don't have that purpose of tiras davar hamutar, it's also permitted. It's nevertheless permitted to move the muktzah with your body, because according to the opinion of the Rosh, the Mishnah is telling you that you're allowed to move Muktzah for any purpose in the world if you move it with other parts of your body other than your hands. So now let's illustrate this. According to the opinion of the Ran, let's say there's a pen on a very expensive pen on the table. And the pen is a Muktzah Machmas Chesorin Kis. And you want to be able to move the pen off the table because you need the place on the table. So you want to go and bite the pen and carry it by biting it and carry it and place it elsewhere. So according to the Ran, you're only allowed to bite it and carry it and move it elsewhere if you have a purpose of Tzayrach Tovei Amot, if you need a place on the table, for example. But if your purpose is only because you want to save and preserve the pen, you don't want the pen getting ruined or stolen, then it's prohibited. However, according to the opinion of the Rosh, no matter what your purpose is, if you carry that pen with your mouth, with your teeth, it's fully permissible. Al Kaponim, that's the machloikis between the Rosh and the Ran. The Mishnah there says that you're allowed to move muktzah like a straw with your body. And according to the Rosh, that means that you're allowed to move muktzah with other parts of your body, no matter what the purpose is. According to the Ran, it has to be a tzayach tovei amot. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Shin Yud Aleph, paskins like the Rosh. So the question on the Magen Avraham is, why did the Magen Avraham have to go bring a rai that you're allowed to kick muktzah with your foot? From our Gemara, you should have brought a rai from that Gemara. The Gemara there says all parts of your body, you're allowed to move the straw with your body, with body movements, as long as it's not with your hands. Two, because moving muktzah with other parts of your body is not considered moving muktzah. So why is it that the Rosh had to bring, why is it that the Magen Avraham had to bring a rai from our Gemara? So to that, the answer is, so here the Magen Avraham is discussing kicking muktzah with your foot. When you kick muktzah, I would have thought that although the Mishnah and Halacha permits moving muktzah with other parts of your body, other than your hand, I would say that's only parts of your body other than your feet. We know the hands are the easiest way to move things around are with your hands. Your hands are able to grab onto things and they're very flexible, and that's why the most things that you move or carry and move around is with your hands. However, and that's why moving things with other parts of your body is irregular. And Chazal never asked it when they asked it moving muktzah. So therefore, if you move it with your back, for example, or your stomach or your teeth, it's okay. It's permitted. But I would have thought, and this is what the Magen Avraham is coming to say, that your feet are also very flexible, and maybe that's not considered irregular enough for it to be permissible to move muktzah with. So for that, the Magen Avraham had to bring a raya from our Gemara. In our Gemara, you see that not only are you allowed to move muktzah with other parts of your body, such as your stomach or your teeth, you're also allowed to move muktzah with your feet. Even moving muktzah with your feet is permitted. So therefore, we can take out from over here that if there's a camera, let's say, that was put in the wrong place, left on the floor, somehow was left on the floor in your house, you can kick it into a closet, let's say, and it would be permitted, even though your intention is only solely for the protection of the camera. Nevertheless, it's permitted. That's the choyer what we should be able to learn out of this Magen Avraham. However, I'd like to discuss a few pointers that pertain to this discussion. First of all, there's a very famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish discussed this Rosh that we mentioned before, that you're allowed to move Muktzah with all parts of your body other than your hands, and it's fully permissible according to the opinion of the Rosh. That's what it seems, that's the way many Ashkenazim learn. And then the Chazon Ish disagreed. He said, no, that the Rosh says you're allowed to move the straw that's on the bed with the parts of your body other than your hands, the Rosh only permits it if you're laying down, and it's like part of your laying down, you're doing a ma'isa of laying down, you're doing a ma'isa of lying on a bed, and then agav, you're also moving the straw around, then the Rosh permits it. But if your ma'isa is only moving muktzah, if you're going to go and kick a camera with your foot, that the only thing that you're doing is moving muktzah, says the Chazon Ish, then it's off. The Chazon Ish is coming from the Yukim in Rishonim, and he bases it on many different questions that he has. However, the halacha would seem, as far as we know, today, many persons do not follow the Chazon Ish. The Shlain Zalman Eirbach, the Sefer Shmir Shabbat Kel Choso, is based very much on the Pesukim of Shlain Zalman Eirbach Nassau. And the whole Sefer is full of little lines here and there of different quotes of Shlain Zalman Eirbach. There's only one place in the Sefer, though, where there's a long stickle, a whole long piece written by Shlain Zalman Eirbach on Hilchos Shabbos. And that's about this Chazon Ish. Shlain Zalman Eirbach wrote a very long piece how he proves from Yishayim that to him the Iker is not like the Chazon Ish. He brings down that besides for that, the many Achrayim who were before the Chazon Ish said not like the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish knew that and he was disagreeing with them based on Yishayim. But he says, he brings on Rishonim that are very clear that when we say it's mutter to move muktzah with parts of your body, it's because it's totally not considered moving muktzah. And I don't care if that's the only action that you're doing or if that's not the only action that you're doing. In that piece, the Shlomo Zalman Eirbach asked the following question. He says, we know that there's a halacha, it comes from a Gemara, in Shabbos of Kuf Yud Beis, that you're not allowed to move a shoe. So let's say there's a shoe that's torn. And because of in a way that it becomes muktzah, the halacha is that you can't wear it on your foot. Because if you wear it on your foot, you're moving muktzah. Fresh the Chazon Ish, if you're going to tell me that moving muktzah with parts of your body, such as your foot, is not considered moving muktzah at all, so why is it also to wear it on your foot? You're not moving it at all. This is one of the Chazon Ish's rayas to his opinion. Says the Shlomo Zalman Eirbach, no. Even though I say that you're allowed to move muktzah with all the parts of your body, even if that's the only action that you're doing, says the Shlomo Zalman, but there's one catch, there's one exception, and that is, says the Shlomo Zalman Eirbach, and there's really other Achrayim that say the same thing, that if this is the regular way to move this item, then it doesn't help that you're moving with other parts of your body. Says the Shlomo Zalman Eirbach, let's say you want to carry something in your pocket, some muktzah in your pocket. So you'll say, my pocket is being held up by all the parts of my body. It's not with my hands. Maybe that's not moving muktzah. So you're saying, no. What's the whole reason why we say you're allowed to move muktzah with all the parts of your body? Because it's irregular. But if that's the regular way of moving muktzah, then it doesn't help you that it's with other parts of your body. So therefore, if you want to know why you can't wear a muktzah shoe on your foot, That's because if the way to move and carry a shoe is with your foot. So in such a case, even I, the disagree with the Chazon Ish, say you can't move it with your foot in such a case. Even the Magen Avraham, everybody will say that you can't move Mukta with your foot if the regular way to move this thing is with your foot. I saw a Sefer brings down an example of this. He says, let's say you have a heater that's on wheels. And a whole week, the regular way you move them with the heater, the way most people move the heater is with their feet. They move it and push it around with their feet. So then it will be offered to kick it and move it with your feet on Shabbos. If you have a camera on the floor, and a camera usually you hold with your hands, who kicks a camera with their feet? So then you can move the camera if it happened by chance that the camera wound up on the floor and you have to move it somewhere else, you can move it with your foot. If you have any way to carry it with your foot, you can carry it with your foot. If there's a pen on the table, you can carry it with your teeth. But if the regular way to move a heater is with your feet, so then you can't carry it with your feet. You can't push it with your feet. So that's one important catch. One important nekuda to remember in this sugya of the moving muktzah with other parts of your body is that if that's the regular way of moving it, then it's awesome. And the second important halacha, and with this I'm going to conclude this shir, is that we find that the Mishneh Berurah brings down this halacha of the Magen Avraham. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Ches, it's called in Yud Gimel, says this halacha of the Magen Avraham that you're allowed to move muktzah with your feet. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, when he says it, he says you're allowed to move it with your feet in order that it shouldn't come to get lost or destroyed. So the Mishneh Berurah is the Chayim Mevur that although we permit moving muktzah with your feet or other parts of your body, we only permit moving muktzah with your feet or other parts of the body if there's a good purpose. For no reason at all. See, if there's muktzah around, you want to just kick it a whole day and night with your feet on Shabbos for no reason at all, for that we do not permit moving muktzah with your feet, then who has in l'chayr with other parts of your body. And I think that that's the kavona of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe and Igros Moshe and Chele Rechaim Chelek Hei Simin Chov Beis Oizvov, he was asked, are you allowed to move muktzah with your body? And on that he answered, no, you can't, unless it's a very important. So what's going on in Reb Moshe? It's a mefurish. Everybody, it's a rush that says you're allowed to move muktzah with other parts of your body. Who, if he held like the Chazon Ish, maybe, but I don't know why he would have to say Boyos Hoshek Torah. If he, the Chazon Ish, had to prove it, he was going Kinegan many Achrayim. If he meant the Shtuk Torah, the Chazon Ish, he should have either mentioned the Chazon Ish or said Shtuk. That's what I would think. He's saying Yiluchayir a big Chiddush, unless he's saying the Kavana, unless his intention is like what the Mishneh Berurah says, that although we permit moving Muktzah in the irregular way with other parts of your body, but there has to be a good purpose. There has to be some purpose. And that's another thing that we have to remember with this heter of muktzah, the heter of moving muktzah with other parts of the body, that there has to be a good purpose.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.